You're listening to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with the local newscast. The Jackson Town Council and the Teton County Board of Commissioners are meeting today and tomorrow. The town and county officials are having a joint meeting today at 3 p.m., where they'll discuss governance of the county's transportation system. They'll also review the ongoing Wilson Boat Ramp Improvement Project and vote on funding the project's final phase. The regular town council meeting will happen at 6 p.m. today. Councilors are slated to consider transferring a liquor license for a new bar at the Pink Garter Building. Former bar The Rose occupied the space but closed its door in October. At 9 a.m. tomorrow, the Board of County Commissioners will also hold a meeting. Community members can attend all meetings in person or online. Also, a development for public lands. The Biden administration has proposed a new rule to limit methane flaring from oil and gas developments on these lands. The Public News Service's Eric Tegedoff has more.
The rule would impose royalty payments for excessive flaring, and the Bureau of Land Management estimates it would generate nearly $40 million a year. Melissa Hornbein, a senior attorney based in Montana with the Western Environmental Law Center, says she's encouraged by some aspects of the proposal, but she believes an outright ban would be more effective as long as there are no safety concerns in a given situation.
There's really no need for it, and instituting a pay-to-play system is not likely to be effective in terms of really reducing the waste of associated gas through venting and flaring.
Hornbein says it's important that the BLM has recognized its authority to regulate such oil and gas waste as methane, and her organization would like to see the agency go further to create a consistent and durable rule that will last into the next administration. A spokesperson for the Independent Petroleum Association of America says the regulations should be handled by the Environmental Protection Agency because the BLM doesn't have enough expertise on this issue. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.
This is Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.